This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3882 for Tuesday, the 20th of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled Alternatives to the CD Command. It is part of the series Bash Scripting. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 11 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, navigate your file system without CD.
Hey everybody, this is Klaatu, and this episode I want to talk about changing directories. I know that's not seemingly a very exciting topic, but what I want to do in this episode is come up with as many ways I can think of to navigate a system in Linux without CD or not in the way that you would expect with CD. So the first one that I could think of was pushd and popd. In the bash shell, the pushd, popd, and dirs, D-I-R-S, commands manage a map of everywhere you go on your system. I mean, they only do that when you use them, so you have to mentally substitute pushd instead of cd, or you could alias it, something like that. But here's how it works. When you want to change a directory to a new location, use pushd to push your current location onto the stack. The stack, in this context, is an imaginary place. Well, it's not imaginary. It's a place in memory that remembers where you've been. So for example, pwd home Klaatu, okay? Well, pushd documents, pwd home Klaatu documents. To see what's on the stack, use the dirs command, D-I-R-S. It says tilde slash documents space tilde. It's listing my history on one line, starting with the most recent, that is your current location of, in this example, tilde documents, followed by another tilde for the home directory, because that's where I started from. You can add more to your stack by moving around your file system some more. So for instance, pushd tilde slash pictures, dirs tilde pictures tilde documents tilde. To pop a directory off the stack and make it your current location, use the popd command. The popd command removes the most recent directory from the stack and makes it your current location and displays your new stack with the left directory representing your new location. So dirs tilde pictures tilde documents tilde popd. Oh, I don't even have to type in dirs. It tells me tilde documents tilde. So to condense that down into one sentence explanation, pushd to change a directory to a new place, popd to take a directory off of your stack and make it your new current location, dirs to view your stack. Next, cd space dash. I know I said without cd, but this is with cd, but there's a slight difference here. This is maybe some people don't know about this little trick. When you find yourself switching back and forth between two directories, you do not have to type the directories each time. You don't even have to use Control P or the up arrow. You can use cd dash. The cd dash command takes you to your previous directory. It doesn't use the same stack as pushd does. It just remembers what your previous one directory was and then takes you to it and displays your current location. So if I'm in slash etsy, I could do a cd slash var and then cd space dash, I'm back in etsy. Cd space dash, I'm back in var. Cd space dash, I'm back in etsy. Back and forth. Really, really convenient. 3, variables. Sometimes you might find yourself returning or otherwise interacting with the same directory with a long and inconvenient name over and over again. For instance, suppose you're auditing some files in slash or home Klaatu slash dot local slash etsy slash mydir slash config slash example, and then there are a bunch of files in there. Instead of typing some variation of emacs home Klaatu dot local slash etsy slash mydir config examples file 1.txt for every file you need to open, create a short variable and use it as your path instead. So export mydir equals slash home slash Klaatu slash dot local slash etsy slash mydir slash config slash example. And then from then on, you can just use mydir. So emacs $mydir slash file1.txt. done. The variable disappears when you reboot, or you can destroy it manually when you're done with the unset command. Unset MyDir. Now you don't have that variable. Or you could reset it to something else. MyDir equals, you know, some other long directory, and now you've got that one to use. 4. History and hist verify. You might already know that the history command lets you see your past, I don't know, 1,000 or so commands as a numbered list, and you can use that list to instantly execute a previous command by number. The syntax is simply an exclamation mark followed by the number of the command you want to execute. So, for example, if you do history pipe head-in3, you see maybe a cd /documents as command 758. Exclamation 758, return, and you've just changed directories to document. But the hist verify option in the bash shell lets you verify a history line before you execute it. Activate it with shopped shell options, shopt, shopt space dash s to set hist verify. That's hist verify, all one string. Now when you type in exclamation mark 758, instead of executing that command from your history, your next prompt contains the command and waits for you to either edit it or to accept it with a return or enter on your keyboard. So for me, that's not faster than just exclamation, you know, 801 or whatever, 500, whatever. But what it does is gives me the confidence to actually use something from history. Because sometimes I'll be a little bit nervous that I'm forgetting the number of the history or something like that. And so I'll end up not using it. But with that confirmation step before I actually do the thing, then I feel more comfortable about looking at history, remembering it, being confident that I remember it, and being confident that if I don't, I'll have a chance to not do the thing that I'm about to do. It also helps me edit commands. So if there is a long directory name and then I start using a similar name, you know, in that a similar path, but just a different subdirectory, then I can just edit that command with hist verify, edit it before I accept it, and now I've got a new command that I can start using out of my history. 5. Auto CD. The auto CD shell option in bash lets you skip the CD command altogether. To change directory, you just type the path of a valid directory on your system. No CD required. It has to be enabled, so you can enable it with the same way as with hist verify. You do shopt, that's like shell option, shopt, space dash s, to set, like Sierra set dash s, space auto CD. Now just type the path of a valid directory. So you could type like slash TMP. Now I'm in the TMP folder. Like it's that easy. There's no CD to type. It's kind of nice. I mean, it's 3 fewer keyboard presses. And then finally, the last one I could think of, and I hope someone can think of more, but the last one I could think of was not to change directory at all. It's a little bit of a cheat, but realistically, for a lot of the things on a Linux in the terminal that you're doing with a Linux command, you don't really, very often, you don't have to be in the place you're working. You can just open the file or pipe something to the, or like redirect something to that file or convert that file from a path to a path. You don't have to go there to do it. The command will do all of that legwork for you. I think I tend to go to directories maybe more often than I probably should. I mean, admittedly, sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes it is better to be in the directory because that way you only have to type the file name. You know, it's less to type. Although, again, I could use a variable. So sometimes I just feel like I'm moving around too much. And lately I have been trying to challenge myself a little bit, not too much, but a little bit. Just when I think I want to do something to a file or look at a file or whatever, I don't CD there. I just do it from wherever I am. Just work out of my home directory. It's kind of a fun challenge sometimes. And that's kind of what made me think of this, was how could I get around CDing so much? Because I've noticed that I do spend too much time, I think, CDing to places. It's kind of like I've cut certainly, you know, a graphical file manager out of my life, not entirely, but you know, if I don't want to use a graphical file manager, I don't have to. And so I feel kind of like I replaced it with a bunch of CDing and LSing a lot. And that's a new inefficiency that just half of the time doesn't really need to be done. Sometimes it does. Like I say, file paths can get long and cumbersome. And for one-offs, I mean, you may as well CD there and LS, because why not? Although maybe not. Again, you could just LS. So really, I think we maybe, possibly, some people, myself at least, we CD too much. So if you want to cut that down, think of a couple of ways, or borrow my ways, of not CDing, of not moving around your file system as much. You could save seconds of work for yourself. Thanks for listening to this episode. Go record your own on some cool tip that you have. Talk to you next time.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.